Thank you for holding. My name is Dre, and I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You have a pretty good weekend?
Yeah, pretty good. Just nice to chill for a minute and get going again this morning. So, it's going all
right. Right. It's always good to hear. Did you have any questions about the program aside from pricing?
Like I said, right now I've got a deal, and of course, you know, I'm under a contract, with, Angie's List. And so that's for something completely separate. I know how they work. They generate leads. The leads contact me directly. They work with several different companies in my area, and they have a certain amount of money that people can spend on advertising per area. And then once all that money is spent, then they shut that category off. And anyway, that's kind of how they operate. That's how they guarantee generating leads. They don't technically generate or guarantee anything, and they're contractually not obligated to generate anything, which is crazy, but they're not. So all that said, they advertise like they are, but they're actually not. Legally, they're not bound to anything. But they base what you pay them on how many leads you get per month, and they're technically not bound by those rates, which is crazy, but it's true. So all that said, I've had a lot of leads in the last couple months from Angie's. I'm no question about it. They're legitimate people. Unfortunately, you get a lot of tire kickers, a lot of people just feeling around, seeing what it's going to cost. Very few people actually are interested in committing to the work. But all that said, that is with contracting type of work that is so separate from what I'm talking about with inspection. Completely separate in that regard. So for what I'm doing for this inspection business, basically, I have a website domain that I've already locked in. I have a website I'm currently working on. I haven't completed it, haven't paid for it yet. So, I need to get a website out there more as a check in the box than anything. All these websites have a million pages you can click on about us and pictures, and, you know, that's great. It's a check in the box. It's not, you know, it'll get you a phone call probably. But, you know, I need to have it. So, and then being on Google is really where more business is going to come in for sure. Having right. those Google ratings and stuff. That's how most people find an inspector when there's not a realtor involved. If a realtor is involved, the realtor says, hey, I trust this inspector. That's who they're going to go with. And that's really one of the angles I work at my business, is trying to get realtors on board with what I do. But for some people who just want to do it on their own, they'll Google, they'll look at reviews, and they'll pretty much make a phone call from there. Maybe price shop a little bit, but that's kind of how they do it. So, definitely being present on Google is going to up my business, because as of right now, it's, you know, the inspection side has been real slow, and a lot of that is really thanks to the fact that I haven't – hang on just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Sorry about that. I'm dropping my babies off here.
No, completely understand. How old are they?
I've got a 2-year-old and a 6-month-old. So we are Woo! In the thick of it.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. We've had an awful lot of fun with it. We've had, Okay. 2 years old, 6 months old. It's been a fun run, and I am, like I said, I'm self-employed. I am our income. So, you know, what I was telling your partner there, I've been in construction. I've been in a lot of different things over the years, and I appreciate, you know, just genuinely what y'all have to offer. And I'm in no means interested in hearing a price so I can go, I don't know, and hang up the phone. I've really got to be judicious with what I need to do. And I know this is a step I need to take, to grow my business. So, you know, I need to figure out, there's one other thing, there's one other piece to this before we go into pricing, just in the spirit of fairness, I want to let you know. So I was working with an inspection company in this area. That's how I got started doing inspections. I think I did 500 some odd inspections in about 8 months. I was pretty busy. A lot of good experience. But unfortunately with the real estate market, it goes up and down. And so when it's hot, and when it's not, it's not. And, I was the new hire on, and unfortunately, I think the company, great guys, I think they jumped the gun on hiring somebody else, and, basically, I ended up getting let go just because they didn't have the volume to sustain keeping, like, five inspectors on with this one company. So, no big deal, no harm, no foul. I still work with them all the time. They're great guys. All of them are really good. They taught me a lot. But, that being said, I'm literally about to have a conversation today with my old boss because I do have a mild non-compete in place. So the only question I have for him, because I don't think it's going to be a big deal, is, you know, I need to figure out what it's going to look like. I would like to ask y'all on a timeline basis, if we move forward with anything, what it's going to look like from the time we figure out stuff today till when stuff is on Google. Obviously, I need to get a website going and stuff like that. So, I need to also be careful and make sure my non-compete is up in October, but it's not a non-compete typically like you would expect a non-compete. It's pretty mildly written, and my old boss is a very reasonable guy. He knows this is, you know, how I make a living. So I just want to make sure that he and I are on the same page before all of a sudden he Googles and sees this inspection company show up one day. And you see what I'm saying? I just got to be, right. I need to be careful with that. I need to get that squared away with him. I know it's going to be up in October. So, you know, that's my other deal. I understand how y'all operate and, you know, or whatever the case of, you know, if y'all are calling people here today and whatever that means, I'm just understand there's a few factors at play here. So in the spirit of fairness, I want to let you know that. Because I'm not trying to yank you around. I appreciate y'all calling, and that's why I'm still talking to you. Because I'm very interested to see, because I know this is the next step for the business. And so, I'm curious how y'all operate and, you know, what it looks like, you know, and how y'all are able to basically, essentially, I've already got the domain name. I'm paying for it every month locked in. I've already got that taken care of. The business is formed. Licenses and insurance are good. I'm already doing inspections, but it's all word of mouth. It's not the frequency that it could be.
Not at all.
You know, right. And the frequency that would help, number one, is me getting out there and taking time away from making money contracting to advertise the realtors, which is something I haven't done yet, which needs to happen. Another big part of it is being on Google. Those two things are probably 51-49%. They're that close in terms of importance. So, you know, one really can't go without the other. I'm aware of that. But because right now I am our income, and like I said, the money I make on these jobs, we're pretty much putting into the house and feeding these babies with. So I don't have a whole lot of extra money laying around right now, so I'm having to be real careful. I already made probably a hasty decision in signing up for Angie Leads, like I did to try and generate leads for the contracting side of the business. The second part of this that has nothing necessarily to do with the inspections, but the second part of this is I'm also trying to maintain inspections and the contracting side of the business so that I can maintain level straight income throughout the year. Because Christmas time, holidays roll around, inspections drop off. When real estate goes up, inspections are great. When real estate goes down, inspections plummet.
Right.
And I can't be a constant source of revenue, money for my family when it's feast or famine. And so I'm trying to be able to do both of them. So I've been so busy with contracting. What's up?
No, go ahead. I'm still listening. I'm sorry.
No, anyways, the point is I'm at a point where I'm trying to in an effort to create steady income, I'm trying to keep both going because I see the need for both. I make way more money, way faster doing inspections. It's not even funny how much more money I make doing inspections than contracting, especially when you look at it from a time perspective and stress and the calling people and, oh my gosh, I'd rather be doing inspections 24/7. I'd rather be so busy I don't do contracting. And one day if I get to that level, that'd be great. But I'm, you know, my experience in the past is that because this market goes up and down, I have to be able to create steady streams of revenue. I don't know why I'm going all the way into that. Really, the focus here is about getting onto Google and pretty much maintaining that, correct?
Right. Exactly. And being Google verified.
Yes, sir.
I actually have, I feel like I have a pretty good, you give me a lot of information, and I feel like I have a pretty good solution for something that we can actually offer you that will get you, first of all, Google verified, get you first page placement on Google, but what I also want to look at is doing, it'll give you, so what, because you offer so many different services, we can give you.
At the moment. At the moment.
Right. Well, your profile can have up to 15 keywords. So where even if a customer searches these keywords, your business is going to be one of the first ones to show up. In reverse to that, we have a negative keyword to where if someone searches this business, your business won't show up. So, this is, I have more than one solution for you, but I want to run them by you to see what you think. You kind of see where I'm going with it? So, since you're in a non-compete, right?
It's mild, but yeah.
Right. And this is just an option. Since you're in a non-compete and you want to still get more business, but you're still needing to get business to feed your family, we can set it up in your profile to where you have all your keywords, for the things that you offer, but you won't show up for inspecting until October, whenever the non-compete is over. You give us a call. We get you, we put that in when your keywords also, boom, now you're showing up for an inspection also. So with that, you're still marketing for all your other services besides inspecting. You continuously do word of mouth with that one and still keep, you know, getting your money that way, but your boss would never see that you're actually advertising for inspecting until your non-compete is over. We could put inspecting on there right now also, and you go and talk to your boss and, you know, try to get it worked out. But, you know, you're up and going,
right.
First page of Google within 30 to 45 days, but we'll have your website built within 5 to 7 days. So.
Okay. Well, that's interesting for sure. That's interesting for sure, yeah, and it's a conversation I need to have with them, but my gut reaction to that is is I would I don't know, that's definitely an interesting thought. I'd like to figure out, because right, yeah, anyways, that's good, and yeah, it's really just going to hinge on, you know, I want to talk to him about that kind of stuff. I don't think he's going to care. I really don't.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think it's going to matter, but I want to extend the courtesy to him,
yeah,
to be able to ask him.
Right. And you know, this is month to month also. This is no contract. We don't want to
okay.
Shake up you two, you know? So,
yeah, appreciate
we
that.
Like, with business, and you know, we're a premier partner for Google, been in business for over 18 years. We kind of have our way around this thing, you know, right? So, what our conversation relationship looks like with our customer for the most part is that they get our service. They essentially love our service. They grow their business, increase their bottom line, and then whenever they can't grow anymore or they're, you know, over their head in jobs, then they'll call us and say, hey, can I stop my service for now? You know, that's how our relationship typically goes with our customers. So,
okay.
You know, like I said, it's no contract. We've been doing this for, like I said, 18 years, 4.2 star rating. They like our service, you know? So, But we can get, like I said, we can get you those keywords, do it like that. And you mind if I, give me 1 second, send you a text message, Jacob?
Sure.
What's your last name?
Casey. C-A-C-Y.
C-A-C-Y?
Yes.
Okay, so Jacob Casey. J-A-C-O-B-C-A-C-Y, right?
Yes.
Phone number, 830-388-0309.
Correct.
Okay. Just one moment. Right. And you're in Texas, so you're on that Central Standard Time.
Correct.
So, I'm going to send you this text message. First text message will be my name. Just give my information. Second text message is going to be our actual pricing. So, give me just one moment.
And like I said, awesome, I've got that. And like I said, I mean, if this is one of the, anyways, send over your stuff. I appreciate y'all's time. I'm really curious to see what this looks like because, now, is this a good number? Like, if for some reason this is, hey, I'm sorry, I got somebody calling me twice in a row. Can you stay in line just real quick?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, thanks. Just a second. Hey, sorry, you there?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Okay, sorry about that.
Did you get the second text message with the packaging?
Yeah, I got the link in there. Yeah, I haven't clicked on it or anything. Sorry, yeah.
Okay.
I got a million and a half things going right now.
I'll go over it. You can look at it whenever you get a second. But
okay.
I want to recommend to you, where, like I said, you get the website, we run your Facebook, your Google Verify, your Google. You're on the local map section for the Google, where you're PIN verified also. And like I said, we interact with all of your customers and to build your clientele. We'll just need you to send us the pictures. So I want to recommend the Platinum package. It's $5.99 a month and a $299 setup fee. But since we've had so many searches in your area, like I said, we had almost 1,300 just in your area for your business. We're actually running a special initiative to get this spot filled today. So if you actually pay $249, I would actually be able to get you this package, this platinum package today with all the same with everything that's in the same package for the $5.99, I can get it to you for the $249, and we're not going to charge you that $299 setup fee either. So,
okay.
Something you think you will be able to do?
Possibly. So let me ask you this: what does it look like on a month-to-month basis after this month or after this startup?
$249, flat fee.
Okay.
Never goes up or down unless you give me a call and say, hey, I want to upgrade, and now I want to, add these things to it, where you're getting pay-per-click and pay-per-click, things like that, So,
yeah.
But as of right now, I think the Platinum package would be perfect for you.
Yeah, so what is that all, what all does that include in terms of, and I'm clicking on this deal now here, so just to get an idea, but yeah, so basically, you said that was the Platinum. So what all does that, so basically help me out with what all that's going to include for that amount.
So, like I said, create the website. We'll run the website for you. All you have to do is create content and send it to us. We'll upload it to your account, and you know, I can even send you some of the websites that we've actually made before. They're amazing.
Yeah.
We've been doing it for 18 years, you know, so we'll create your website, your Facebook business page, we'll run that. We'll engage with your customers, and we'll also manage your
reviews. What does that mean, you'll engage with the customer? What does that mean?
So whenever your customers post a review, we'll engage with them and respond back to them. You know, hey, thank you for the review. You know, just making sure that it doesn't look like your page is just up. You know, we're actually running your page, you know. You'll also be Google verified. You will be on you'll be within the first page placement for Google. You'll also have a dashboard. And what this is might be one of my favorite things about our package, right? So what this is you'll be able to log into this dashboard. You can it'll track all of your phone calls that are made to your business. That way, if you ever want to go back and listen to them, or you need to hear stuff back, or, you know, however that goes, you have all of those on this app. It will also give you a dashboard where everybody, you can log into this also, everybody who's been searching for, you know, your business type within, you know, the last half of many days, you can see that. You can see how many people has actually went to your website. You can see all the way down to how many times they went to your website, who's went to your website, Facebook, all of that good stuff. So you also get Facebook advertising, right? So, you know, when somebody looks up a painter or, you know, construction or anything like that on Google, and then they go to their Facebook, that business pops up. So we will be doing that for your business, you know. So as soon as somebody typed in, you know, it could be remodels, you know, anything, yeah, expenses, you know, your business is going to be the one that pops up, and it's going to be within a 50-mile radius. So it, in return, just gets you so much more broadcasting, you know. And so, you know, it does come with all of that, and you know, you'll be getting exposure on every, we'll get you, it'll all be, optimized to where it'll be shown properly on every, you know, cell phone, tablet, all of that. Even if somebody was to use, you know, their Siri and, you know, say, hey, where's me, or find me a remodeling service near me. Here. Business is going to be one of the first ones it brings up and gives the information to. So it covers you on all sections. So,
well, that's good. So let me ask you this. So what is it in terms of like talking with, you know, like building a website. So when it comes to building a website, there's a service out there, like there's Inspector Things. You can go out there. I can buy like $30 a month, they already have a preset template. I'm going in there loading all this information in. So I have that for a website. It does absolutely nothing for putting it online. It does absolutely nothing for optimizing it. There's a million things y'all are talking about that I need that I can do, but I can't because I got a wife and two babies and I enjoy being home with them and not working all the time. So
right. The
services that you offer make a lot of sense.
We take care of a lot of it.
No, and that's great. I mean, seriously, and I also, just for the record, and I'm not trying to, you know, this is what y'all do for a living. I'm, you know, I appreciate the fact that when I was talking with Angie's about this and just in other people I've talked to, I don't feel like y'all are trying to push me in anywhere or, you know, they were always trying to justify the cost to me. It's driving me crazy. But anyways,
yeah.
Y'all aren't doing that. I appreciate it. We're just talking. But seriously, all that said, so when it comes to building a website, like, somebody else putting it together, that's a huge part of it, but a really big part of building a website has to come from me in how we go about wording things, pictures, whatever else, you know, previous things. So
we take care of all the wording. You just send us the photos.
Really?
That's literally all you're going to do is You're just going to send us photos, and, you know, we'll take everything else from there.
Interesting. So what does that process look like? Because I'm in the process literally right now of building this website. And so, but because I know the inspection industry, because I know realtors and stuff like that, I'm surprised to hear that from you. So I'm curious, what does it look like? Because in other words, I guess what I'm saying is, I like the fact that I'm going to send you all photos, y'all are going to handle it, but I feel like I might want a little more involvement in that process.
We would set you up with our client interview team, and you would have all of the input that you want as far as that part, as far as your website goes. We're just trying to get you a nice website up and put on Google. If you want to have more input to do, you know, the wording on everything, that's 100% fine. We're going to approve everything that we do through you anyways before we do it. But okay. If you want to, you know, edit something, hey, put this like that, you know, add this wording, we'll take care of, you know, we're going to do that for you. It's still your website. We've been building them for 18 years. We're going to put our expertise where we know where to put it, but you still have 100% control, you know.
Sure.
So with us coming together and collaborating on that, it sounds like it would be a great project and a great website, you know, to help build your business also.
Okay. And then when y'all communicate with me, with whatever it is, how do y'all typically communicate with me? Like in terms Yeah, like, is it people calling me, or is it, like, emails? What does that normally look like?
That goes a little bit further into our profile. I was going to, you know, get a little bit more information from you, but we could do phone, text, or email.
Okay.
Whatever your preference is.
Nice. Okay. Sweet. That sounds good. Well, I mean, honestly, I do need the service in those. I mean, the pricing down does sound pretty fair. So talk to me about billing and what it looks like to, you know, to kind of get started with all this. Again, I need to have the conversation with my boss. So, you know, but we can at least get the website up and running. And, you know, my thing is on the contracting side, well, whatever. I don't want to waste your time with it. We can get into this on the website building stuff later. But anyways, I probably want to keep the contracting separate from the inspections, but I'm happy for it to come up. Anyways, the content on the inspection website needs to be for inspections only. It can't be for contracting because a realtor doesn't want to hire somebody who does inspections on the side. They want somebody who, that's all they do. In their mind, all they do is inspections. This is all they do. This is what they do. They don't want somebody that does it on the side. They don't want that. Like, not when you're getting this, when you're getting the sale from somebody Googling you, they're not looking for somebody who does this on the side. They're looking for somebody who does this exclusively. Now, word of mouth stuff, very different. But on that website, all the website is to get them to call. That's the whole point of this website. The website ain't telling nothing. It's just to get them to call. And that's it.
Yeah.
But they're going to want to call based on Google reviews. They're going to want to call based on if this is all they do. So, anyways, I'll go into all that later with somebody else potentially. But anyway, so how does the billing stuff work? You know, you said it was a no contract thing. How does that work? Anyways, just talk me through a little bit of that as well.
Okay, so yeah, we do a month to month service. So there is no contract. You don't have to worry about that. You know, like I said, it does take 30 to 45 days to get you on, you know, first page placement with Google. So, you know, we just ask you to keep it for at least 2 months. But like I said, whenever we take care of all this stuff, so we'll have your website going within, like 7 days, you know, 7, 10 days. I've seen it happen within 5, but I have to say that. So I would just need to kind of go through a little bit more, get a little bit more information from you, and then we would set up a client interview and take payment. We'll start your process tomorrow, you know, and start, you know, working.
Okay. Is that like over the phone client interview kind of a deal?
Yes, sir. I would just see what time you're available, rather it be later today or tomorrow, first thing tomorrow, and then we would, you know, finish getting all your information, you know, and getting you all taken care of.
Yeah, let's do that, man. I think that's a, I think it sounds fair. And like I said, if it works and it does, you know, and it produces results, then it does pay for itself. Putting more money into it makes sense. So
right.
It's a solid business model you're working off of because in theory, after one or two inspections, pretty well paid for itself.
And, exactly.
You know, that's the next step for me anyways. To kind of get this kicked off. So yeah, anyways, that sounds good. Yeah, so let's set up that client interview. I'd like to be able to lock this in and just make sure we're on the same page because I'm fresh coming out of kicking myself for what I just signed up with Angie's List. I can't believe I did that, but it is what it is. And that's a year contract, so I'm on the hook for that. So I'm working on putting that, funneling that advertising into I don't do inspection advertising on Angie's List. There ain't nobody going on Angie's List looking for a professional inspector. In Texas, it's a licensed position. So
yeah,
you have to be licensed through the Texas Real Estate Commission. In a lot of other states, it's not licensed. So
mm-hmm.
It's a different deal. But in Texas, it's very different. And in the town I live in, it's really different. So it's a lot of word of mouth. But like I said, that website and being there is you gotta have skin in the game, and that's part of it for sure.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with you 100%. So since we are both agreeing that this is a great opportunity for us to build a partnership, let's go ahead and kind of knock out some of the formalities, and you know, let's get this thing started for you.
Okay, what we got next?
All right, so give me just a few moments. I'm gonna be putting in a little bit of your information. That's JACOBCACY, right?
Correct.
One moment. And actually, before I do all of this, I'm going to ask you just a few more questions. I have to, and it's kind of like a disclosure part for us, you know, so just one more moment. And who's going to be the name of the cardholder?
That is my name.
Okay, just want to make sure. Would you like to have any authorized users on this account?
No.
No?
No.
All right. What's the best phone number to reach you at?
It'd be this phone number. It's 830-388-0309.
Okay. We're going to say English is your preferred language.
Oh, yeah. Big time. And what is the name of y'all's group?
We're Local Splash, a premier partner for Google, been in service for over 18 years, and 4.2 star status rating. So.
Right.
Just one more moment.
Y'all are out of California, huh?
Yes, sir.
Man, y'all got nice weather out there.
It's been raining quite a bit here lately, you know? So.
Okay. What part of California are y'all at?
Orange County.
Orange County. Okay. I was in the Marine Corps, so I spent time at Pendleton. That was about it in California for me.
Oh, okay.
That was it.
Yeah. What'd you think about California?
Nice weather. Shoot. Can't complain about the weather. I mean, I'm from Texas, born and raised, so, you know, on a general basis, the, you know, demographic is a little different, you know, for sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm from
a town of 8,000 people in Texas, so that's a very different scene in San Diego. Very different.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, it's cool, whatever. My wife did an internship out in Visalia, California, and that's more of the people I'm used to out there. in terms of just, you know, demographics, right? You know, it's a different group. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's cool. I don't know that I could never afford to live there. Shoot. For that matter.
Texas aren't too much cheaper anymore.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Yeah, it's a crazy
deal. I got family out there. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see myself moving out there, but you know, it's cool. You know, I'd go back and visit and, you know, that kind of stuff. Water's always cold in the ocean. We got, over here in the summer, we got warm water in our ocean.
I'm not complaining about that.
Yeah, y'all's water's cold, man.
Yeah, always.
I was jumping out of helicopters in the Coronado Bay in January when I was in California.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was cold.
Oh, man, it sounds like it. And, you know, I'm actually... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So we had a bunch of sharks in the water, too. That's how cold it was. It was ridiculous.
Man. Oof. No, thank you. I was say, I've never done that. So,
yeah,
so you're Texas. So you're Central Standard Time.
Yeah.
Trying to see. Are you ready? Or could you do one with them maybe the next hour? Or, you know, maybe even at 1 o'clock?
I don't know if I could do one. Let me think. Hang on.
What time works best for you today? Give me a time that works best for you. You know, we could do a...
Today. Let me think. Shoot. I didn't know y'all were calling me today.
We could do tomorrow if you'd like.
Yeah, I mean... Can tomorrow? I mean, I'm sure y'all would rather get me on the hook today. I get it. Can y'all call me in the morning? Because that would be great if I could take my morning off. Oh, wait. So I'm meeting at 7, 8. Yeah. What about like 8:30 tomorrow morning or something like that? My time. Is that
working? So I have a between 9 and 10.
That's fine. I can make that work.
Okay, give me one moment.
Yep, 9 and 10 is great. That'll help me. I apologize. I'm down to one card today. My whole day just got shifted around. I've got something I got to go handle right now, and I'm out of day already. I'd love to sit down and talk with y'all today and get it rolling. I literally don't have the time.
No, I completely understand. Completely.
Hey, stay on the line. Sorry, I got the car people calling me right now. Give me just
a second. Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Okay, sorry about that.
No, we're all good.
So 8:30, you said 9 o'clock tomorrow. That's perfect. That'll be fine.
It'll be between 9 and 10.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you a few more questions. And you said you don't have an actual business page, right?
I don't have an actual, I'm sorry, what?
Facebook business page?
Correct.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah, I Googled y'all. Y'all are the man on Google, I tell you what.
Thank you.
Yep. I can't get down to the bottom of the page without seeing something about y'all. So
hey, well, that's
y'all
good.
Must be good at what you do. Y'all must have the platinum package on your deal.
Yeah, we got some pretty good reviews on there. We like to have respect in the business and, you know, for people to actually enjoy our business. Like I said, we don't want to even handcuff you. We just want you to see it and, you know, take it and actually enjoy it. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
it works.
It doesn't have to be a sold thing. And that's the lovely part about having a good business is you don't have to sell yourself. It'll do it on its own.
Right.
Nobody likes getting sold to. That gets old.
Exactly. And what would be your preferred method of contact, phone, text, or email?
Oh, just the phone. Fine.
Phone.
Yeah, call, text, honestly, any of it, but you can call me.
All right. And what are your hours of operation?
I mean, I do inspections from, you know, I don't normally get started before, well, 8 in the morning is actually the earliest I can literally. So literally the earliest I can do an inspection because the super key boxes will not open until 8 a.m. And I'm
right.
Only roll till 5 or 6, something like that.
So is that Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday. Sometimes Saturday from 8 to noon. Sometimes I might do something, but I pretty well stick to Monday through Friday.
8 a.m. to 5 p.m.?
Correct.
And then we'll say Saturday, you say 8 to noon sometimes?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we can say that for now. That might change, but, I mean, that's
okay, and we can.
That's not really something I'd probably just stick with Monday through Friday for now. Saturdays is something I'd rather give if somebody really needs it. I understand situations arise.
An emergency service.
I got a lot of stuff going on that, you know, Lord said work 6 days and rest one, and I can assure you I do not rest on Saturdays, even if I'm not physically inspecting. I have got 1.5 million other things. I got 10 acres
exactly. And
horses and goats and girls and dogs, and I got 1.5 million other things to do anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean there.
Yeah.
I don't have 10 acres anymore, but I'm actually, spent some time out in Oklahoma myself, you know, so I know what you're talking about with the land too, so.
Cool, cool.
I got family all out there in Oklahoma and Texas. So,
nice.
All right. So, I'm going to get you this. So, we will have to get a security question for your account. That way, if Local Splash ever gives you a call, we're going to ask you this security question. If someone gives you a call and says they're Local Splash and does not ask you this security question, don't give them any of your information. We just want to make sure that there's a double verification on your account, okay?
Okay.
All right. So we can use any of these questions. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
I guess we'll go city I was born in, which is Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas, the D.
Yep.
All right. Cowboys fan?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't really have time. Yeah. Cowboys fan, Aggies fan. College Station and went Texas A&M. So,
okay.
Aggie football, Cowboys fan. It's a hard life to live is what it is, man.
Definitely. I understand there. My whole family's Cowboys fans, so.
Yep.
Okay. And for this package, we're going to, it's, like I said, it's $299 and then one, service fee of $99, bringing us to $398. And then that's one time, $299 going forward, okay?
$299 or $250? I don't remember.
You're right. My apologies. It is $249. I clicked the wrong line. I apologize. So it's $249. $249, $99 setup fee. So that brings our total to, give me one moment. So that brings the total to 348. Okay?
Got it. Okay.
Give me just one moment. Add this on to your account. Okay.
What time is it over there now? Is it one in the afternoon there?
In California, we're 2 hours behind you guys.
Oh, okay. It's 9. Yeah. Y'all just getting started.
Just getting started.
Hey, y'all got one right out of the gate. You gotta be kidding me.
Well, we've been up since 7. We've been on this thing since 7 a.m. Yeah.
Okay,
so.
Alright.
All right, so now I'm just putting.
Y'all got to make a lot of calls. Number of people who you can actually get a hold of, I imagine. I bet it's 10%.
Yeah.
Every 100 calls, I bet you get 10 that are actually serious. If you can even get them to answer the phone, I imagine.
Exactly. Getting them on the phone is the hardest part.
Why are y'all all? So I am curious of one thing, and this has nothing to do with this, but y'all call from an 830 number, which is normally scam calls. Unless somebody I know is calling me from back home, my area code is 830. So when I get 830 calls, it's normally BS. Normally. So it's weird that I'm sure this is something that's a strategy y'all have. I'm surprised it would be better if it was a California area code, honestly. Because I get 830 calls from people who are full of it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly.
I'm not so sure with that one.
Right.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, y'all obviously, anyway, so it's just surprising because I know daggum well you ain't from 830, but still, it's just surprising that that's obviously a decision y'all's group has made in order to reach people. So I think it might have the opposite intended effect of, I recognize this area code. Maybe somebody, anyways, I don't know what the psychology behind that thought process is. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. It's just something I was curious about.
Yeah, honestly, man, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to tell you, so.
It's all good, man.
Just one moment. We're almost done, though.
Yeah. So
okay.
I'm waiting.
And do you have that card information whenever you're ready?
Am I gonna? So I'm doing that today to set this up. Is that how that works? Or
yes, sir.
I mean, I have a few questions, but is that something?
Yeah. What questions do you have?
Well, I'm.
No. Yeah.
It's a lot to think through, so I don't know. I'd like to write a few things down just to make sure that I know what's coming up. I mean, it all makes a lot of sense. You know, I'm not real concerned about it. I just want to make sure that, you know, like I said, I'm coming off of a couple months ago doing something similar with Angie's List, which is very different, but it's still the similar concept of, you know, this kind of a deal. And then it was sort of similar. They called me and set this stuff up. And so, you know, I don't know. I just got a phone call and answered it. I've been on the phone with y'all for an hour. I haven't really had a chance to process what other questions I have. I mean, I'm literally in the process of creating a website. I'm more than happy to do that. I'm really not trying. I'm telling you, I'm happy to do it. I just want to, you know, got to be careful. I was already stupid enough, and this isn't anything like a contract, but I also understand.
Right.
Everything you send to me makes a lot of sense, but I also, you know, I take everything for what you're saying. I'd love to speak with somebody a little more about the specifics just because I'm also about to give somebody my card information who just called me. Y'all might be really slick.
I'll have to be real slick, but I'm just saying,
right.
You might be really slick.
But I would also have to do
it's
a voice verification. I would also be doing a voice verification script with you also to kind of just go over all the business disclosures about everything and, you know, getting the rest of your information. But yeah, it's completely confidential and encrypted. And, you know, like I said, you just look this up, you know, that's who we are, you know, and I could even,
I could
send you a text message, you know, with everything right now and, with my information, with some company information, you know, to verify everything. Also could do an email, you know, we have all your information at this point. So, you know, I mean, there's more than multiple ways to verify us to you. Like we have everything, we can send you whatever you need. But, you know, we're just honestly just trying to get this, position filled. So at this point, we have everything we need besides the card number. And for me to, I have to read the disclosures first and then the card number and we're good to go. We'll start getting, worked on everything, right after your client interviews, tomorrow morning. So.
Well, and that's the other thing too, just because, you know, and that's fine. You know, I take everything what you're saying. I'm not saying y'all are full of it. I'm not saying that this is fake. That's just not what I'm getting at. But, you know, realize too, like I said, I am giving you card information. So, you know, making sure that, hey, if I need to get out, you know, what it looks like if for some reason I, you know, anyways, I just, it's,
no, I
this
get
is
you.
Just
yeah,
a reaction. I'm... It's just a reaction to what I just did 2 months ago. And I should have waited and I didn't. And now I'm eating it. And so it's okay, but yeah.
And I just sent you my information also to verify, so you can get, you know, so if you ever have any issues, you have my information. It is an 877 number. That is the local Splash number. You can verify that also. And so yeah, I just sent you that and we've already went over the pricing package. So
let me ask you this. I mean, and I'm, that's fine, but if we're talking tomorrow or whatever, and well, like I said, I need to talk to my boss anyways and just make sure we're all on the same page, but,
right.
That's fine. When does this amount get charged? That's a better question to ask.
So we'll make the charge today.
Okay.
The charge will go through today and then, that locks in your client interview for tomorrow morning. We start that, that's when we get all your information, building your profile, making sure everything is accurate. And then that's what starts the timeline on your website for the next, 5 to 7 days. And you know, we just keep going until everything is done. But we'll be getting Facebook information so we can start your business page. We'll get where everything is lined up. We'll also be sending you a postcard from Google. So be on the lookout for that. That's another way of verifying it. We'll be sending you a postcard.
Yeah, no, I'm good on that, man. I'm just, like I said, what does it look like for, like, the following monthly charges?
$249.
Is it automatic?
Yes, sir.
Right, but is it automatic? Like, it's just going to, it is automatically going to draw?
Yes.
Unless for some reason I call and say,
unless
hey.
You call. Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
So, I'm going to read you over this voice verification form, okay? And is that okay with you, Jacob? Before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called a voice verification recording. The reason being is because I have you on a discounted pre-agreement for you and is an added form of protection for you that we will send you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking through this, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor and stop me so we can review and clarify. Just say, hey, Dre, what does that mean? Okay, and I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction, okay?
Sure.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Greater Texas Inspection.
All right. Please state your name and title within the business.
Jacob Casey, owner.
All right. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Calls will come from our 877 number, 877-635-6225. So it'll always be our 877 number. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Disclose any what?
In hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement? Like pretty much saying you can go and work with your SEO. Okay, cool. Your payment for the initial term and the account set up will be charged today, June 6th, in the non-refundable amount of putting it all right here. It's $249 plus your setup fee. So that's $348.
Okay.
This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 6th for $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225 to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, okay?
3 business days, okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so let's go ahead and get your card information.
Just to confirm, this will auto bill on the 6th every month. Until I say otherwise. Okay, perfect.
And I'm ready for your card information whenever you are.
It's 3780.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. 3780.
042515.
042515.
21007.
21007. Expiration date
is 128.
What's the 3-digit code on the back?
It's a 4-digit code because it's an Amex. It's 4516.
4516. Okay. And do you have any other questions, comments, or concerns for me, sir?
Not at this point. I'll be curious to talk tomorrow morning for sure, to figure it all out.
Give me one more moment. I may have to get that card number from you again. What was the name of your company one more time?
Greater Texas Inspections.
So does it go by GTI or is it Greater Texas?
The name of the company is Greater Texas Inspections. That's the name of the company.
Okay. I put that on there. Give me one second. Greater Texas Inspections.
Yeah, and it's a PLLC.
Okay. Let me go back and actually change that because it has to match. Everything has to match across the board. One second.